And now, Skin Deep on CJAD with dermatologist Dr. Ronnie Monk, answering your questions about your skin health and aesthetic procedures.
Good evening. It's 7:05, almost 7:06, and I believe it's 11 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. How are you? It's Kelly Alexander. Thank you so much for joining us on the big show. And I'm always happy to see this guy, Dr. Ronnie Monk. Hello.
How are you?
I am great. I'm not as good as you, though, because you're still in your scrubs from the office.
I know. It was a was a long day at work, but I'm happy to be here.
I have to say, too, that you have the coolest scrubs, you and your team, because they're black scrubs and they look awesome. It's not like from ER, you know what I mean?
Well, my scrubs are black, but...
Oh, is everybody else in white, right?
Well, my nurses wear white.
Yes, okay.
My laser technicians sometimes wear black.
Okay.
There's a whole schedule going on at the office. So, yeah, it's
well,
fine.
You're a happening bunch, that's for sure. So thanks so much for hanging in with us, Ronnie, until 8 o'clock tonight. And of course, if you have questions for Dr. Monk, very simple, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. And we'd love your first name in the text, if you will. We've got lots to talk about tonight, but I did want to mention right off the top that you have an event coming in. Or coming up, I should say, very soon, the 9th of November, which I can't believe we're actually going into November. I'm
crazy.
A bit appalled
crazy.
By all of this. But so November the 9th from 6 to 9 p.m., you have, because your office is obviously all of your medical situation, but then you have the cosmetics part of your office building, if you will, or where you are. And so JAG Cosmetics.
Mm-hmm.
And so on that night, you're having like skincare chats and consultations with you.
Yeah, so we thought it would be a good opportunity. You know, we get a lot of feedback from people saying it's hard to get to the office. They work, they want to come in later.
Mm-hmm.
So basically, we're going to be open 6 to 9. I'm going to be doing consultations, quick consultations. So, you know, 15-minute sit-downs.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to just talk about your skin, what we can do, lasers, injections, anything we could do to improve your skin.
Okay.
And at the same time, at JAG, which is our the skincare boutique right next to me,
mm-hmm.
We have our skincare specialist there talking about skincare products. And these are medical grade skincare products.
Yep.
So, you know, retinol creams, sunscreens, things that really help keep our skin healthy and clear.
Mm-hmm.
So they're doing free consultations there for anybody interested. And there are great promotions going on that night on both skincare as well as injections and other exciting stuff. So if you're interested, it's November 9th, I believe,
yep. Mm-hmm.
From 6 to 9. And you just have to reserve your spot. Call my office and we'd love to see you.
Perfect. And the number to call, by the way, to reserve your spot, especially if you want a consultation with Dr. Monk, is 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. And I love your office. I've been there several times now. I just should go and hang out every day and have lunch with you guys.
love having you.
And I love too, I was there one of the last times, you were kind enough to bring me into one of your consultation rooms and you showed me pictures on your computer of like before and after.
Yeah.
Of some of your family members, which I guess you like to practice on, which is cool.
Well, I do inject all my family.
That's
and
right.
We do laser on everybody in my family. I mean, you got to be proof the pudding works, right?
Right.
So,
mm-hmm.
You know, it's one of the most rewarding parts of my job is
mm-hmm.
really seeing, you know, we have a great camera system where we actually take 3D photography
okay.
and we could look at the sun damage and the browns and all the stuff that's going on underneath the skin
mm-hmm.
and just seeing the transformations, you know, whether it's me injecting Botox or fillers or us doing laser rejuvenation or even simple stuff like chemical peels or
mm-hmm.
using just good skincare, just seeing those before and after transformations is extremely rewarding. My favorite part of the job.
Well, your eyes light up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's because when we talk about stuff, I see your eyes sparkle. And I know you're in a good space when we're talking about that stuff because you
yeah.
just, I know you're so happy to make your patients feel better and figure things out and do what's best for them. So it's awesome. So again, if you need to, or if you'd like to go to the event that's happening again at Dr. Monk's office on November 9th, 514-937-2757, the website monkmd.com, and that's MUNKMD.com. So we have lots to talk about tonight. I know we're going to talk about some myths. And sort of you're going to, you know, talk about the truth of the matter is what we're going to get to. And again, if you have questions for Dr. Monk, he's here until 8 o'clock at 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. So I wanted to actually talk about one of the myths with regards to injections. Botox is toxic and dangerous.
Yeah, there are so many myths out there about injections, and there's so many misconceptions. And I think, you know, even before we start talking about Botox, I think it's really important to understand the difference between Botox, fillers, because, you know, I hear so many people say, I don't want Botox in my lips. I don't want my lips to look fake or duck lips.
Right.
And that's nothing to do with Botox. It's a completely different product. So just for a 2-minute quick overview. Botox is a muscle relaxant. So when you inject Botox into a muscle, it will relax that muscle. So what we use it for really is for any lines that are caused by muscle movement. So, you know, those fine lines around our eyes that we get when we smile, those smile lines or crow's feet, those are very, very amenable to Botox treatment. When you frown, you get those frown lines in between your eyebrows. Those do incredibly well with Botox. We raise our forehead, we get these deep forehead lines. Those do very well with Botox. And that's because this is all movement-related muscles. So we relax those muscles with Botox and the lines do very well. Fillers are totally different.
Okay.
So most of the fillers on the market are hyaluronic acid fillers. And hyaluronic acid is something natural. We all have it in our skin when we're young. It gives us volume, it makes our skin look good, it's hydrating, and we gradually lose it over time. And that's one of the reasons why we start to sag down and our skin looks dull. So what we do with hyaluronic acid is we re-inject it very strategically in certain areas of the face to give us more lift, more volume, our skin radiates, our skin is hydrated. So very, very different. When you say Botox is toxic, or that's a common myth out there.
Yeah, that's a common myth, yeah.
I would say Botox is one of the safest, if not the safest, medication or drug out there. It is the best studied drug out there.
Mm-hmm.
It has been around since the early 1970s. And the reason Botox is so amazing is because it does so many things incredibly well. Like I said, it's a muscle relaxant. So before we were using it for cosmetics, people were injecting it into eyes for people that had strabismus or like spasms of their eye muscles to relax those muscles and make the eyes look normal. People with back spasms, muscle spasms, some people have esophageal spasms or rectal spasms. You can inject Botox into these areas for an immediate effect where you relax those muscles and you don't have the pain. Neck spasms, muscles. So Botox is very good for that too. We use Botox for sweating. So I inject Botox every day for people that sweat excessively in their armpits, their hands, their feet, because Botox will significantly affect how the nerve glands feed the sweat glands, how the nerves feed the sweat glands, and will drastically cut sweating. So Botox can be used in so many different ways. And I'll tell you one thing, in cosmetics, if you use Botox properly and you inject conservatively and very naturally, the results are incredibly natural. And when you look at somebody and you know they've had Botox and they can't move their forehead and they can't express themselves, it's because they're over-injected. Because if they're injected properly, nobody should be able to tell you've had Botox. It should look extremely natural. And the same applies to fillers.
Which is, you know, I think there was a period of time, maybe it was in the late 90s, even into the early 2000s, where that's what you would see, right, with celebrities, is like you could tell.
Yeah.
And well, now you can't tell.
Exactly. A lot of people, you know, used to over-inject, and every celebrity was over-injected. And, you know, that's part of the reason why everybody's afraid of it, and it gave injections a bad rep. But, you know, I tell a lot of my patients, when you look at somebody like Jennifer Lopez, she looks incredible, okay? And she obviously, like everybody else, is getting older every year.
She's 48 or 49, something like that.
Yeah, she's almost 50, but yet she looks much prettier today than she did 15 years ago.
Agreed.
She's aging better. How is she getting better with age? She hasn't done anything invasive. She's not doing plastic surgery.
Mm-hmm.
She's doing injections, and she has a very good doctor injecting her.
Right.
Looks very natural. Nobody's distorted her face. Nobody's given her big lips. I'm sure she's had every place on her face injected, including her lips, her eyes, her cheeks, because I do this for people too. But if you do it conservatively and you strategically place the product where it should be placed and where you're losing that natural volume, it looks incredible. And that's the beauty of it, is nobody knows you've done it until you just aren't aging the way everybody else who isn't doing it is aging.
Much more coming up on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. If you have questions, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Some texts are coming coming in, so we're going to get to you guys. Reggie, I see you. Jay, I see you. We'll be right back. So keep texting in at 514-800. And right now, we're going to head off to the CJD Traffic Center and see what's happening on the roads with Lauren Glazer. Thank you so much for joining us on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Monk, who is here until 8 o'clock on CJD, 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We're going to get to some more myths. We're talking about injection myths, or skincare myths. We're going to get to all of that. But we've had some texts come in to 514-800, so we're going to get to those. We have a text from Jay saying, do chemical peels hurt before, during, or after? And if they do hurt, do they hurt a lot?
So it really depends on the type of chemical peel.
Okay.
I love chemical peels because, you know, they provide exfoliation, they clean out the pores, they shrink the pores, but there's different types. So you could go very, very mild where, you know, they really don't hurt. There's very minimal tingling. Mm-hmm. But, you know, if you go very mild, sure, your skin will glow, but you're not going to do much more than that. If you really want to fade your sunspots, your sun damage, even out your skin tone, get more impressive results, then you'll do something like a medium or even stronger peel. Mm-hmm. For example, in my office, we do a lot of Jessner peels, which is probably a medium strength peel. And with those types of peels, what typically will happen is we'll apply the solution on the skin. It's not actually me doing it. I have a very qualified esthetician who does these treatments, and she applies the solutions on the skin. We let it sit for a few minutes. At that point in time, it tends to tingle for about, typically will last about 3 to 5 minutes of tingling. You know, we fan and we cool the skin as best as we can to make it as comfortable as possible. But after that 4 or 5 minutes of tingling, then it subsides, and then it's very comfortable afterwards. And usually the person will peel for about anywhere from 2 to 3 days after. So that's a more aggressive peel. Mm-hmm. We do get awesome results with it. Mm-hmm. But yeah, peels are nice. It really depends on the grade and the strength of the peel.
I have a question that I have, like as a follow-up to that. And this is just me not knowing. So if you do a peel, are you then more susceptible to being out in the sun, like for the next little while at the least?
Yeah, because your skin is a bit more red and a bit more irritable right after, for a day or two, I'd say you're more sensitive. So, you know, we always provide apply sunblock immediately after a peel. We do a lot of peels in the summer even, so it's not like you're super sensitive and you can't do it. We do it all year round.
Okay.
But it for sure you want to be more careful because your skin is a bit more sensitive for a few days.
Okay, perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. We actually have had a text come in to 514-800, which actually kind of coincides with one of the injection myths that we're talking about. So I'll sort of put two in one. And the myth that you had actually brought up that we were going to talk about is, you know, once you have Botox or fillers, you have to continue having them forevermore. And this is kind of what this texter had said, like with celebrities, is that what they're doing constantly and they have the money to do it?
Yeah. These things are maintenance. So that's the thing, is if you're really going to dive in, you really need to understand that it's not a one-time treatment. It is maintenance. But look, we constantly are aging. So if you do want the best results, you will maintain your injections. Mm-hmm. And the truth is that, you know, this is what I tell most people. It depends what age and how bad your volume loss is when you're first getting injected. Okay, if you're a young person, you're in your late 20s, early 30s, you want to be proactive, which in my mind is the best, because you really don't need as much product to get a wow result. And it's not going to be as expensive, and mm-hmm. you're going to get an amazing result. And then in terms of maintaining it, you know, with fillers, a lot of the time it's once a year type of visit. With Botox, it's usually about 3 times a year you're maintaining your Botox. But, you know, when you tend to see what it does for your skin and the improvement and just how it just reinforces your positive features, and it's incredible how a subtle change will make a huge impact on your overall look. People want to keep it up. So most of my patients, I mean, I have to say it's rare that somebody gets an injection of Botox or filler and doesn't want to maintain it. Now, for those people that say, you know, get it and they say, you know what, this really isn't for me. I didn't notice the results. I didn't love it, whatever. Mm-hmm. If you stop doing these things, the truth is you're just going to go back to the way it was. You will not be worse. It is not stretching out your skin. That mm-hmm. is a clear myth. You just go back very, very gradually as the product wears off. So it's very safe to stop if you want to, but most people do not because it's so great.
And you really need to find someone qualified like yourself, because I had a friend who I don't know where she went, like out the back of a truck, I think, because like she looked terrible. And yeah. It reminded me of like something I saw in like the early 2000s where those celebrities like looked like their chin was, you know, back where their ears were.
Well, this is the problem with the cosmetic industry, is it's very, very not regulated.
Okay.
And, you know, anybody can inject, any doctor can inject, and not all doctors are trained properly to inject. So me personally, I'll speak about my experience. I did a dermatology residency, which is 5 years, where I really specialized in just medical dermatology. And then I went away for 1 year to Ottawa, where I did purely cosmetics. So that was a year of injecting, you know, hundreds of patients and doing laser on many, many patients. And that gave me the comfort to really come back and start my own practice. And I've been in practice now for 5 years. And, you know, a big part of my practice is cosmetics and injections. And that has given me the comfort. Now, if I didn't love it as much as I do, I wouldn't be as good as I am. And the reason that I'm so qualified and I'm a great injector is because I keep up and I go to conferences worldwide and I, you know, I speak to my colleagues around the world and I keep my knowledge up and it's constantly evolving. And mm-hmm. that is extremely important. So if you aren't trained properly, you don't know the anatomy properly, you don't keep up to date, you don't go to conferences, you're falling behind. And as the industry evolves, we're learning about more and more things that can go wrong with fillers and with Botox. So it is extremely important to go to somebody who's qualified, who understands the anatomy, and who's up to date. Because things can happen and it's your face. I mean, you have one face, you have one skin, you want to treat it the best you can. Mm-hmm. And these things are amazing, but there are things that can happen. But luckily, you know, these things are reversible. So as long as you're in the right hands, I don't think you'll have issues.
Okay, perfect. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you have questions for Dr. Monk. And I did, we're up against the clock here, but just quickly, you also are very proactive about having the right equipment
for
doing what you need to do in the office, like whether it's lasers or whether it's
of course. So yeah. For example, when I'm filling, you know, like I said, I use mostly hyaluronic acid fillers. Mm-hmm. So most people don't know that these fillers are actually reversible. So let's say, for example, and this does happen to, you know, it's a rare side effect, but it does happen where you can inject a little bit of filler into a blood vessel. If that happens, you know, there's a quick antidote where I could actually inject a product called hyaluronidase to break up that filler, degrade that filler, and get rid of it completely. Okay. So that the side effect is reversible.
And you want someone qualified, obviously, like yourself, to do that, not just some guy out at the back of the truck.
Yeah, which so, is where you know, sometimes I get patients and they've had filler done and they don't like the results, or there's filler showing through the skin, you yeah. know, because they were injected somewhere else and they, you know, the filler was placed too superficially yeah. and they weren't told that there's an antidote for it, and I will dissolve out the filler for them. So it's very important that your injector it has the proper training and that is equipped with things that can go wrong. Same applies with laser. You know, if things, I mean, things do happen. That's the world we live in. Some things are unpredictable. You can't know everything. Mm-hmm. But when things happen, you have to know how to handle it. So you just have to go to somebody well-trained.
You're listening to Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk on CJAD. Seven 36, 11 degrees right now in downtown Montreal. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. And we've had lots of texts come in over the break to 514-800, so we're going to jump right into those. Kyla has texted in saying, are there any issues with using hyaluronic acid as a moisturizer during the day? And then, I'm going to pronounce this wrong, tretinoin?
Tretinoin.
There we go, cream at night.
So tretinoin is it's a type of retinol cream. So it's it's a vitamin A-based cream.
Okay.
It exfoliates, it enhances cell turnover, it builds collagen. So I actually really recommend retinol creams as long as you could tolerate it. I mean, the issue with them is they could be very irritating. However, you know, if you pair it with a hyaluronic acid moisturizer in the morning, I think that's a great, great anti-aging pair. I love hyaluronic acid as a moisturizer because it really is moisturizing.
Okay.
Like I said before, that's the same stuff I'm injecting deep when I do fillers. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the times, you know, I inject it deep, it hydrates from deep. If you apply it superficially as well, you're going to even out those fine lines, wrinkles. It's really, really hydrating. So I love hyaluronic. The only thing I would add to that is a sunscreen.
Okay.
You absolutely need a sunscreen every day. Any anti-aging regimen needs it. Otherwise, there's no point, because the sun is the biggest factor in causing aging of the skin and collagen breakdown. So you absolutely need it. And even in the winter, because it's all year round, that UV, it's there all the time. It's constant.
You keep drumming that into my head and I'm almost there. I try to do it every day.
Do it every day, Kel.
Yeah.
You have good skin. You want to keep it good.
I love getting admonished by Dr.
Monk. Every day, your sunscreen.
And your kids do it. Like,
everybody does it.
They've got it. They've got it down.
It's like, you know,
brushing your teeth.
It's more important than brushing your teeth. You've got to do it.
All the dentists are going to text in right now. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. A text has come in saying, the past 2 years I developed melasma on my upper lip. What can help that?
I see this every day. I think I see 3 to 6 people every day with melasma. So melasma is basically a condition where you get a lot of pigmentation. You are very, very prone to pigment. And there's really 3 factors. I mean, it's partly genetic, and it's much more common in Latin Americans or South Americans, darker skin types. But I see it in white Caucasian people as well.
Okay.
Other factors, hormones. So if you're pregnant, on the pill, have an IUD with hormones in it, you're much more likely to produce pigment, and it's a factor.
Okay.
And the most common thing, the most important thing, is the sun. So what's important with melasma is sun avoidance. You cannot be in the sun at all, because any little sun exposure will stimulate pigment and you're back to phase one.
Mm-hmm.
We get our patients using mineral sunscreens. We get them on a skin brightener. So skin brightener, there's different creams on the market, but basically a medical grade cream that really helps prevent pigmentation and lighten pigmentation.
Mm-hmm.
And at the same time, we get them doing chemical peels with my esthetician. Usually it takes about 4 to 6 peels before you really appreciate an improvement. But if you're persistent and you're really diligent with your skincare, the improvement's remarkable.
Okay, let's go to Teresa, who's called in to 514-790-0800. Teresa, you have a rosacea question for Dr. Mark?
Yes, I have rosacea on my nose, and just like a butterfly distribution around my nose on both sides. And I was wondering, I wanted to find out if you can remove it, Dr. Monk, permanently.
So rosacea is a chronic condition where, you know, people are prone to redness. So, you know, initially when it starts, a lot of people just flush, and that flush and the red comes and goes. But eventually, as it progresses, that redness becomes permanent. And eventually, tiny little veins tend to show up on the cheeks, around the nose, and that leads to lasting redness as well. You know, the beauty with rosacea, Teresa, is that there's great new technologies out there that treat it really effectively. I have a vascular laser in my office that basically targets the tiny little veins under the skin without affecting the overlying skin. So by doing that, it really reduces the redness, takes the veins out, makes the skin tone look a lot more even without affecting the skin. So low risks of scarring or any problems, because it's really targeting those vessels. It's very specific. So, you know, it does take a few treatments, usually anywhere from 2 to 4 treatments. We do treatments monthly. And after the series of treatments, the skin looks beautiful. A lot of people can stay good for many years before they have to repeat the laser treatment, but eventually rosacea is a progressive condition, so it will come back, which is why sometimes we do advocate maintenance treatments. Doing a treatment once a year, for example, will keep your skin clear forever.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you'd like to reach to Dr. Monk. He's here until 8 o'clock. I actually like this text that's come in because I think maybe you can sort of give an overview and this probably applies to a lot of people. So she is a 45-year-old female. Apparently, she spent a lot of time in the sun earlier on in life. And she would like to sort of know how she can maybe, you know, smooth things out under the eyes and help with brown spots. So that's, I'm sure, a lot of us.
This is my my classic consultation in the office every day. You know? Nobody knew how bad the sun was back in the day. And everybody took sun. And people still take a lot of sun.
I'm always appalled by that. Like people, in 2017, I'm appalled.
But people do it. You know, people just, it's addicting sometimes. And I get it. I understand it. But going forward, you know, we always do recommend, you know, the sunscreen and the protection, but there's a lot of things we can do to really improve that. So if you have a lot of brown spots, sun damage, I do a lot of laser rejuvenation in my office. So we do something called a photofacial or photo rejuvenation, which is basically using light to treat all the imperfections in the skin. So it targets the veins and the blood vessels and the redness, as well as the brown spots. So overall, it's a full face treatment. And after a couple sessions, it really, your skin is bright, it's clearer, it's beautiful for just eliminating the sun damage without a lot of downtime. So that's one option. I mean, I do, you know, I have a lot of other technologies too. Some of them do more tightening on the skin as opposed to just the color.
Okay.
But basically, that's what a consult with me is. I sit down with you, I analyze your skin, I see what you really need in terms of, and obviously your goals in terms of what you want to do with your skin.
Mm-hmm.
In terms of the, you know, the eye bags and under the eyes, having dark eyes and eye bags. A lot of that has to do with volume loss, you know. So common things I do there is injections. I mean, I love injecting tear troughs, which is basically placing some hyaluronic acid filler under the eyes to just support the under eye area. It makes an immediate instant difference.
Wow.
It is so crazy how significant the changes are sometimes. So, you know, some fillers are a nice adjunct if you feel like your eyes look tired. Botox is often helpful too for the over eye area to, you know, lift the eyebrows and prevent sagging. And then a lot of the times we do laser as well. So laser around the eyes to either improve the brown pigmentation, to tighten the eyelid skin. So really takes a consult to know what's good for you, but there are tons of options out there.
514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text if you'd like to reach out to Dr. Ronnie Monk. He's here until 8 o'clock tonight. And of course, if you would like to actually reach out to Ronnie at his office, that is very simple as well. The website monkmd.com, which is MUNKMD.com, and the phone number is 514-937-2757, 514-937-2757. My name is Kelly Alexander, and we've got lots more coming up before 8 o'clock, including we're going to run through some skincare myths. But first, it's 7:45, time to head off to the CJD Traffic Center and see what's happening on the roads with one Mr. Lauren Glazer. Good evening. Thank you so much for spending time with us on Skin Deep with Dr. Ronnie Monk. It's your host, Kelly Alexander, alongside Dr. Ronnie Monk. And again, the texts and the calls continue to come in, which we appreciate. 514-790-0800 by phone and 514-800 by text. Tanya has texted in to 514-800 saying, I have varicose and spider veins on my legs and upper thighs and would like to remove them. What can I do?
So it really depends on the size of the veins. If they're small and they're really just tiny spider veins, I do laser for that in my office. So we have a 1064 laser. So that's a laser, that's the wavelength of the laser. So it goes quite deep in the skin. And what it does is it selectively treats just the veins, not the skin. That's
okay.
The beauty of lasers. They're very precise and they really just treat the target, which is why, you know, they're safe and they don't scar compared to surgically doing it or cutting it out. Anyways, very precise for the veins, and it basically heats them up and collapses them because of the heat. So for spider veins, even medium-sized veins, the laser is quite good. I do it in my office. If they're larger or they're really varicose and sticking out of the skin, at that point, I usually send them to be done by a vascular surgeon. And there's different options. Sometimes they're injected, do some sclerotherapy. Other times they're actually stripped surgically.
Okay.
Sometimes they actually inject laser into the vein and do the laser from inside the vein.
Okay.
But that would be more of a vascular surgeon who does that.
I wanted to ask you if you'll ever let me come to your office and play with the lasers, because they look super cool.
You can come and play anytime. That's what I do every day.
Oh, my goodness. Which, by the way, people should totally follow you on Instagram, because I watched something the other day, or was it yesterday, where you were putting, there was a video up of you removing a tattoo.
Yeah.
Which was awesome.
The tattoo removal, that's our newest technology that we added to the
practice. It was so crazy to watch that on Instagram.
It's so great. You know what? The new technology tattoo lasers, so the difference between new technology and the old tattoo lasers is the old lasers were longer pulse duration.
Okay.
So they weren't as precise, which is why it took a lot more treatments to treat a tattoo.
Mm-hmm.
And the treatments back then were very painful. Now with the new technology, fewer treatments needed, less pain. I mean, you could see in videos like that where the tattoo really comes off. Even after one treatment, you see a significant fading of the tattoo, which is remarkable.
Yeah.
And the other thing I love about our tattoo removal laser is it has a handpiece that does rejuvenation.
Oh, okay.
And it's the newest technology, and it does brown spots, sunspots, and damage, as well as tightening incredibly well. So, you know, my own skin, I mean, I had it done on me maybe 3 weeks ago. I had redness for about 3 days, but my skin has never been smoother.
Really?
Incredible.
Wow, it's crazy. Yeah. And Instagram handle, how do people follow you on that?
What is my name on Instagram?
I think it's Dr. Ronnie Monk.
Exactly.
That's
so
it. Okay.
If you type Monk, I think it pops up.
Yeah, and it was cool. I totally got mesmerized watching in my Instagram feed. So.
You know what? We're really trying to work on that, and we like to show what we do in the office every day.
Mm-hmm.
So we try to post videos and before and after pictures, and just so people can understand really what we do.
Because it takes the scariness out of it,
I think.
Because I think a lot of us are like, oh no, this is going to hurt. This is going to be painful. This is going to be crazy. And then it's not. Like, I'm going to, full disclosure, you were kind enough to remove, what did I have? A cyst thing on my back?
You had a little cyst on your back, which we took off.
About a month ago, I guess, now.
Yeah.
And I was a bit nervous going in, and I tried to hide it. I tried to use my Ninja Warrior and tried to hide it. But I was a little like, I'm like, not that it was going to hurt, but I was like, is this going to, you know, not heal well or whatever? And it went amazing. I think you were only working on me for 7 minutes. And then I had it like a week or so of just sort of post-op care, I guess. Yeah. And now I'm rocking and rolling. And
well,
it's
first
great.
Of all, I want to say you were an amazing patient.
Okay, thank you.
And you didn't move at all, and you were perfect. But yeah, I mean, it's a little tiny needle to freeze the area. And the truth is, once you're frozen, it's nothing. You don't feel
it. Yeah, I felt nothing. I felt zero.
Yeah.
It was great. And your nurse was fantastic.
Thank you, Kelly.
And yeah, it was just, and this thing I'd had for like a year.
Yeah.
And you told me, you're like, yeah, we have to get this out. And you said it was actually even stuck a little bit more than you had sort of initially thought.
Yeah, it was bound down. I mean, cysts are really common.
Mm-hmm.
There aren't a lot of docs out there that do cysts.
Yeah.
Having opted out of Medicare myself, I think that one of the advantages is I can actually treat cysts, and I do treat cysts on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm.
And I find it extremely rewarding, because oftentimes these are things that have lasting effects in the skin, and
mm-hmm.
unless you cut them out, they just stay there.
Yeah.
So I'm happy we were able to treat yours.
And, me too.
people do extremely well with it.
I did want to get to a couple of things. We're up against the clock, but I did want to ask you a couple of skincare myths before we bounce. So here's myth number one. You get acne because you don't wash your face. True or false?
That's a myth.
Okay.
So acne is really blocked pores, nothing to do with cleanliness. You should wash your face at least twice a day, but if you wash your face more than that, you're just stripping the normal lipids from your skin, and you're not doing yourself a favor.
Okay, myth number two, anything marked natural or chemical-free must be better for you than other types of skincare products.
So that's false. I love medical-grade skincare because they have active ingredients that are strong, and the stronger the active ingredients, the better the results.
Mm-hmm.
That being said, I don't love certain chemicals, and I avoid certain chemicals. I love natural mineral sunscreens. So I think I don't totally disagree that natural is better, but there's a lot of natural stuff that's poison. You know, snake venom is very natural, but it'll kill you.
Yeah.
So natural is not always better,
okay.
But in some instances it could be.
Myth number three, tanning booths are safe as long as they don't contain UVB rays.
So very false.
Yeah.
Most tanning booths are mainly made up of UVA, but UVA causes skin cancer, melanoma, and it really impacts aging on the skin. So very false. Tanning beds are very bad.
Okay, one more before we go. You don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day.
Very false.
Okay.
UVA, which, you know, like I just said, is toxic and causes cancer, will penetrate clouds, will penetrate glass, and is the same summer, winter Year-round, UVA is constant, which is why any good anti-aging regimen, you absolutely need a broad-spectrum sunscreen. I love zinc oxide, best mineral out there to really block out the sun. And like I said, it's natural, it's chemical-free. So find a sunscreen with zinc oxide. I really recommend it.
All right. So don't forget, Dr. Monk has an event happening at his clinic on November the 9th from 6 to 9 p.m. It's a skincare consultations at their skincare boutique. There's promotions. They're going to talk about injectables. So you can reach out at 514-937-2757 or the website monkmd.com to book your slot. Please say goodnight to your girls.
My girls, they're probably not listening to me. They're probably watching Sophia, Princess Sophia, but Gabby, Jamie, Avery, if you're listening, I love you and I will see you in a few minutes.
Ronnie, thank you so much. Have a great
night.
Thanks,
Kelly. You too.
A big shout out to Dave Simon for pushing all the right buttons. My thanks to you for listening, and you're in great hands coming up after the news. You'll be listening to The Night Side with John Pohl. Have a great night.